AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Washington has canceled court deadlines in President-elect Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case after his win Tuesday. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith and his team are looking into ways to move the case forward after Election Day. The Justice Department unsealed criminal charges in connection with a failed plot to kill President-elect Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Five people were treated for injuries in Amsterdam. At least 60 people were arrested for attacking Israeli fans after a soccer match. Authorities say there were calls on social media to target Jewish people. Ben Mansford is chief executive of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team.
We're a Jewish football team wearing the yellow and wearing the Star of David, and clearly this was nothing to do with Ajax fans. We have a great collaboration between the two clubs and there's a synergy between the fans. So clearly this was something where our fans, because of their Jewishness, were clearly targeted.
Reports of anti-Semitic speech, vandalism, and violence have been on the rise across Europe since the start of the war in Gaza. Elwood Edwards has died. If you used America Online, you know his voice.
You've got mail.
Edwards taped his AOL greeting in 1989 into a recorder while sitting in his living room. Edwards died in North Carolina. He was 74. This is AP News. Prince William opens up about his family's struggles.
Prince William has described the past year as brutal following cancer diagnoses for his wife and father, saying, honestly, it's been dreadful. As he closed out a four-day trip to South Africa, the Prince of Wales described 2024 as being probably the hardest year in my life, adding, but I've been so proud of my wife. I'm proud of my father for handling the things. King Charles III was diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer in February, forcing the monarch to step away from public appearances. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, has announced her own cancer diagnosis a few weeks later and is slowly returning to public duties after completing a course of chemotherapy. I'm Charles Delathesma.
A father and daughter crippled by a suicide bomber who killed 22 people after an Ariana Grande concert in England in 2017 were awarded more than $50,000 in a case against a former television producer who claimed it was all a hoax. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.